It's pretty common to hear about water and sewer trucks crashing into things in Bethel. They're huge vehicles driving on tiny, often slick roads. But Pete Williams, the city manager, said at Tuesday's city council meeting, it's more than city roads that are the problem in the recent spat of accidents. He should know. Williams was a truck driver himself.
I drove truck for 20 years, and I would have never been a truck driver if I went through all the accidents that I see up there.
He says the high number of accidents in Bethel has to change, and he has a plan.
We're going to kind of take a different approach to how to deal with these when they happen. We're going to sit the driver down, take a drug test.
Federal law requires drug testing after major accidents, but these are minor accidents. What Williams wants to do is reduce the kind of bumping and scraping that's become common in the Bethel fleet. The city received new water trucks after the previous city manager secured funding for them last year. These trucks cost $250,000 apiece, and Williams says this latest accident was unacceptable.
Running into houses, these aren't incidences, they're accidents, and you should get a ticket. And we might lose some drivers, but we just can't continue the way we've been going on this.
Losing drivers could mean slowing water and sewer service until new drivers are found. Drivers are drug tested before they are allowed to drive for the city, but until now they have not usually been drug tested again unless a major accident occurs. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.